Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome. So the General Assembly resumed this week after our break, which included wintry weather. You mentioned last week that they'd be playing a little bit of catch-up. How did that go?
Oh, they certainly had to play catch up. Each day, both chambers gaveled into session, then held the budget hearings they didn't hold last week. Then agency heads and commissioners presented updates on their departments and their needs for the future. In between, they held some press conference and various other events. And then legislators, also filed dozens of bills. Among them, legislation that would increase penalties for so-called sanctuary cities. 18 Senate Republicans signed onto that bill. Also of note, the governor's office rolled out legislation on behalf of First Lady Marty Kemp on human trafficking. The bill that she wants would actually close a loophole in Georgia law and increase penalties against human traffickers.
Interesting. And on Tuesday, legislators gathered for the State of the Judiciary address. What did the Georgia Supreme Court Justice have to say?
Well, Chief Justice Michael P. Boggs told the lawmakers that more lawyers are needed in the judicial deserts across the state, where there's a desperate need for legal counsel. He also advocated for two bills that could lead to higher pay and more salary equity among judges throughout Georgia. Boggs also wants increased security for judges. That was a big thing. He said there's been an uptick in threats and physical violence against judges.
And Democratic leaders in the Senate announced plans to continue pushing for the expansion of Medicaid. That comes despite the governor's insistence that his Georgia Pathways and Georgia Access programs are working. Will this latest push be yet another uphill battle for the Democrats?
That's right, but they're willing to go for this, especially since four Senate Republicans from rural districts signed to get the Democratic bill to fully expand Medicaid. So they have support from at least four Senate Republicans. The governor insists this plan is doing better than Medicaid expansion, so it may still have a little chance of passing. And Georgia is one of 10 states that hasn't fully expanded Medicaid.
So what can we expect to see at the Gold Dome next week?
Well, the governor announced his plan to overhaul the system of civil liability awards in Georgia. So tort reform has been on his list of priorities since he took office. He expects it to happen this year and has threatened a special session if changes aren't made. Also next week, both sides will start presenting their arguments on that issue. So now that they know the details from the governor, it will be full on in terms of debate. Also, we expect more bills to come to the floor in each chamber. We only had a few of them come up for votes this week. And one to watch is the first legislation filed this session, Senate Bill 1. It would ban transgender athletes in Georgia, high schools and colleges. Students would only play on teams that align with their biological sex at birth.
Sounds like there are a lot of different things in motion. We know that you'll stay on top of it. Thank you so much, Donna, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.